Today we talk about daylight savings time, goats, and how we are struggling to remain young. You know what they say, age is just a number until it isn't. If you're having trouble coping with the fact that you aren't cool anymore, hit us up at our Instagram or at our website, tiltednotstirred.com. How do you do, fellow kids?
Hello, my name is Edwin.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Frantic.
And together we are Tilted Not Stirred. What has you guys feeling tilted today, guys? What's going on?
I've just been chilling this week, dude. There's some pretty big news. I don't know if we're going to talk about it now or later in the nuke session, but I'm excited.
Did you by any chance catch the Batman movie?
No, I did not. I want to.
I wanted to talk about it a little bit, but I guess I'll hold off on it.
Can you do a spoiler-free talk?
Spoiler-free? If you are someone who's liked Batman comics, this one's a little more true to the comics rather than just like this Batman action movie where everything is just Batman kicking ass. It's a little more methodical. And I like that a lot about the movie because I didn't want it to be, you know, we already have like, you know, the previous trilogy of Batman movies. This one brought something different, which I appreciated. The one thing that I will say about this movie, and this is a mistake that I made, is don't watch it too late at night because this movie is almost 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. I really thought it was going to be maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours max. This thing was almost 3 hours long. I got out of the theater like, holy moly.
Yeah.
That dragged on.
Denise was telling me that her cousin got her all. They were like, oh, I got tickets to the new Batman movie. You guys can't say no. I already bought them. 9:45. Let's go. And when she said 9:45, I was like, PM. And she's like, yeah. I was just like, oh, you fucked up. Like, you really fucked up.
Yeah, I watched it at 10:30. I watched it on IMAX. This is the first time I ever watched a movie in IMAX. That was cool. That was kind of dope.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, Batman, I recommend people watch it only because there's going to be a second, and so you got to watch the first one to watch the second one, obviously. So
I'll watch it eventually, but I don't think... I mean, superhero movies haven't drawn me out into the theaters lately. I mean, I haven't really been excited over any of that yet. Like, I don't know. I think I've outgrown it now.
Yeah, it's still relatively new, so maybe next episode I'll give my rating and why once people have watched it. But yeah, okay. It's a cool movie. I'll leave it there.
Right on. What have you been up to, Jeff? Oh, you have anything else, Frantic?
No. I kind of intruded into Jeff's little section here of what he's been up to, but yeah, that's basically what I did. I went to watch the Batman movie.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, what have you been up to, Edwin?
A lot of Elden Ring, and I'm getting ready for a prescribed burn next week, so that's going to be prescribed burn.
What is that?
It's when you set fire in a controlled way to a portion to reduce, like, fuels in the area so you don't have, like, dead things all over the place because that makes a place susceptible for large-scale fires.
You taught legal us, arson people. You taught us this last time, didn't you? When we talked about forest fires?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to do that next week up in San Jacinto, so it's going to be dope.
Ooh. Cool.
And, well, I mean, I really haven't been up to much. It's just today I literally slept all day. Daylight savings really kicked my ass.
Daylight savings. Yeah, the hour went forward, right?
Yeah.
I think that's how that works.
We sprang forward.
We sprang forward. Isn't that exciting, guys?
No.
Springing forward. No?
I hate daylight savings. I think it's the dumbest thing ever.
But the lights, it's so fucking
arbitrary, dude.
It's like, an hour for like half the year. Isn't that a good thing? Is it half a year? How long is daylight savings anyway?
It ends sometime in October, right?
Yeah, it's for like, it's like winter and spring change.
So, wait, so the majority of the time we're an hour forward.
Kind
of. I don't know. I'd have to look at the calendar.
I don't know, but there was an article I was reading right now. I was skimming through it. I actually read through it. It was saying that they tried to get rid of daylight savings at a certain point in time in our history during like World War II, but people complained that their kids are waiting in the dark in the bus for the bus and stuff like that. So,
man, that's sketch.
It turns out at the end of the day, we just kind of went back and reverted it.
That's a whole other issue. Kids should not be going to school at 7 in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just recently, everybody started turning school times at like 8 a.m., right?
But it should be 9 a.m., if anything. The only reason it's so early is because parents need to go to work, and they treat school as a daycare center.
Yeah, that was actually exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, glorified the whole aspect of the daycare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but daylight savings is the dumbest shit ever. No one gives a fuck about the farmers. Just either stay an hour ahead or stay an hour back. It's so pointless at this.
I remember like the candy industry also had a hand on daylight savings because it affects them for Halloween a lot.
Well, they want it to be darker earlier.
Yeah.
So they want the time to stay an hour back, which I'm fine with. I like when we fall back. That's an hour I gain. It's when we spring forward that's the problem.
I mean, I'm more of a fall kind of guy, and so I really enjoy looking out the window, and it's like maybe 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's already getting dark. I'm like, yes, this is great. This is less time for me to have to be forced to be outside.
And that's the thing. That's where a lot of people see the opposite argument, which is there's a lot more time for leisurely activities like going out and for a walk or going to a park or something. People spend more time outdoors when they have that extra hour.
You know what they could also do is just wake up an hour earlier.
Would you want to wake up an hour earlier?
Jeff, if those people complain about being outside, then they can do it.
You didn't even want to go hiking with us that one time because 8 in the morning was too early.
It is too early.
Get out of here.
But if people want to complain and bitch about daylight savings being like, you know, like, oh my God, it's going to be darker later or darker earlier. It's like, well, then you wake up early.
I'm just glad it happened on the weekend, like between the Saturday, Sunday, because when it goes from Sunday, Monday, really?
Yeah.
I've
gone to school after daylight savings, and it's some bullshit.
Yeah, I feel like that's tripping, happened dude. To me.
No.
Are you sure?
No, you're right. Yes. No, I think Frenick's right on this one, because no. I've been...
Let me look this up.
I don't think I've ever worked on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So you feel it on the Monday. It always happens on the Saturday, Sunday.
It says here that... Wait, did you say second Sunday?
No, it always happens the Saturday leading into a Sunday.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Way to stick to your guns, Jeff.
I guess so.
I wasn't about to let Edwin come in with a sweeping declaration of fact.
No, I didn't. I didn't say fact. I was like, I'm pretty sure I've gone to.
Yeah, it says here, most of the U.S. begins daylight saving time at 2 a.m. on the second Sunday in March and reverts to standard time on the first Sunday in November.
Oh,
there it is. So from March to November, what is that? So the majority. Okay, so I guess now we also know. It is
that the majority.
It is the majority of the year. Okay, cool. I don't know. I don't really care about daylight savings time. It just happens and cool. Cool beans.
I don't like it. I'm a night owl, so if I'm awake at 1 in the morning and all of a sudden it's 3 in the morning, I'm just like, what the fuck? What happened?
Well, why don't we talk about something you do like, Jeff? Baseball is back.
News time? News time. Baseball's back. Let's go! They listen to me.
Baseball is back. Your wishes have been granted.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God. I was so happy.
Yeah, I found out on, I think it was Instagram, the Dodgers posted something about tickets being ready. And I'm like, wait a minute. Does that mean? And yes. Yep. The agreement has been made. Season's back on.
How did they settle it this time? What's going on? What did they reach in the agreement?
So the tax penalties for reaching... So there's no salary cap in baseball, right? But there is a tax. So after you reach a certain point, if you go over that, you get taxed a certain amount. They raised that by a certain amount. I think it's like they raised it by like $30 million is the first threshold and so on. So it encourages, you know, for people to spend more. They implemented service time incentives for people. So like it used to be like rookies needed like, I think, 5 years of service time before they were eligible to be moved. And now they lessened that. Made it so if you like, say if you win rookie of the year, they give you like a full year of service time. Stuff like that. And just overall things like that. There's now a designated hitter on both leagues. I don't like that. It's now a 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should have looked this up. That's crazy.
So does that nerf Otami or whatever? Okami or that guy?
He might still bat.
That's a weird one. Because
they like the exception to the rule.
Maybe, because it used to be the Angels opted out of the DH whenever he pitched.
Right. So why don't you explain to the folks at home what the DH is? What is a designated hitter?
So the designated hitter is the guy who hits for the pitcher. Which, yep. You know, the arguments there is the pitcher isn't a hitter. So, you know, that's kind of just a free out. Might as well give it to someone who can actually hit. I personally don't like it because the pitcher's out there with the other eight players and he should be hitting too.
Right.
It just makes sense. You know, if he's going to be out there, he should hit. And it also adds a little bit of depth and strategy to the game of just like, when do you need to take the pitcher out? If it's like a big spot, do you keep him in the game or do you put in a hitter for him? You know, so something can happen. Things like that. Like, I'm not in favor of the DH, but we'll see. So this only helps the Dodgers.
So before in the National League, which is where the Dodgers are at, the pitchers were forced to go up bat once it was their turn on the rotation of batters. But now, and then in the American League, which I guess would be where the Angels are, if you're an Angels fan out there, like the three of them, you would be able to have a designated hitter come in during that rotation. So now the Dodgers and everyone else in the National League basically has the same rules when it comes to that. When I found out that they had split rules for that kind of thing, I was really, really confused. Because why is it that when it came to like the playoffs and stuff, that one team had to kind of play with different rules?
It was more of like you play with the rules of the stadium. So if you played in an NL stadium, you played NL rules, you know. And if you were in the like Dodger Stadium, you'd be forced to pit if you were a pitcher. And the opposite.
That's I just find that it's weird.
It's just how it is. I enjoy it personally.
But well, like, I would have preferred that no designated hitter on both sides instead of, you know, designated hitter on both sides. Yeah,
but. The pitcher's an athlete. He should have to pick up the bat and take swings.
Cool.
So that was a rule change, and then 12 team postseason was implemented, up from 10. Which I also don't like.
Well, are all these things that the players wanted?
These are all things that ended up being negotiated.
Hmm.
So the players, they didn't want an expanded postseason, but it was one of the things they had to give up to get some things they wanted, you know? That's how bargaining happens. The owners wanted 14. They wanted 7 from each league. Which I don't like that at all, because we're just getting closer to basketball, which is like half the teams make the postseason, which is dumb. In baseball, that means a team with a losing record will get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's always been something that's been interesting, especially on the East for the NBA. in the Eastern League, a lot of the times, like sub 500 teams will make it to the playoffs, whereas in the West, you have teams that are like well above 500 but don't make it to the playoffs because the teams are just that competitive. Speaking of competition,
oh, the GOAT,
Tom Brady is back. He is not done. No. He unretires, guys. The nerve of this guy. He just can't let anybody else shine. He people thought that, oh, you know what? Maybe Patrick Mahomes might get the keys to the league. Oh, you know, maybe another up-and-comer. The quarterback down there, Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. He might be the new GOAT, whatever. Tom Brady says, nay, I am back.
Some interesting stats on that. The baseball lockout lasted longer than Tom Brady's retirement.
That's funny. His retirement was, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm back. Yeah, I saw on Instagram a video of Cristiano Ronaldo, which many consider the GOAT of soccer. Wrongfully, but they do consider him the GOAT. They both met each other on a soccer pitch, and Ronaldo actually asked him if he was done, and Tom Brady couldn't answer. So the writing seems like it was on the wall.
Ronaldo and Messi getting older and coming back to being human is very interesting in the sense that Messi isn't he's not shining as much, and then Ronaldo just scored a hat trick this weekend. So
he still got it, man.
It's interesting in the sense that whoever your horse is in this race, people start like, you know, piling on the other person, like, oh, this person sucks. He wasn't the greatest, right? This person was the greatest. Oh, you know, but
I'd like to throw my hat into this race. Robert Lewandowski is the GOAT.
All right, he's the fuck out of here.
He's not the GOAT, but he's always quietly put.
He could be like the best player in the world for like a season, right? For a year, but not.
Well, I mean, longevity. last year he got snubbed for the Ballon d'Or, so
yeah, that's why. Like, he could be the best for a year or two, but you know, for over the course of a career.
Yeah, they'll have been doing it for what, plus 15 years, for 15 years or so.
Yeah, and at the same time, how spoiled are we?
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it happened because they were pushing each other.
That too.
Another thing that happened is Messi got kicked out of the Champions League with PSG. PSG has infamously put all their eggs into the Champions League basket, but they keep failing in disastrous ways. And this last chance was even more disastrous, where they had a 2-0 lead and squandered it in less than, like, they squandered it at the very end of the second match. So that was that. It was insane.
Well, Kyrie, hey man, when you've been doing it for this long, maybe Messi just wanted to go home. He just wanted to take a break, go see his family.
Well, there's reports that his dad, Jorge Messi, has contacted Barcelona over his return. So,
hey, bring him back.
That's going to be pretty interesting.
Just bring him back.
And then, he should just retire gracefully by coming to the U.S.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. But I don't know. We'll see. I think he should just retire. I mean, he said his plan has always been to retire in Argentina. But,
oh, that's interesting.
Bro, yeah. Argentina hates him. Why would he do that?
Wait, no, what?
They don't hate him.
Why would they hate him?
Every time the World Cup comes out, everyone comes out, oh, Maradona this, Maradona that, Messi ain't shit.
Yes, I mean, no. That's like everybody's a fucking critic after something happens like that. You know, like LeBron James is probably the best person. I still hold LeBron James, it's probably the best person's ever played basketball, But every time something negative happens, everybody brings Jordan up.
Jordan got more rings, bro.
Jordan played against fucking scrubs.
Hold up. That is a topic for not even a different day. I don't know. Are we going to become a basketball podcast? I'm down.
No,
I
hope not. God, no. That's my least favorite sport.
Yeah, well.
All right, but let's move on. What were you actually going to talk about today?
I got one more fun story about the GOAT.
Oh, okay. Which Mr. one?
Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
So, a young man, well, he's not very young, a baseball player by the name of Ichiro, a very famous baseball player of Japan, played for the Seattle Mariners. He one day randomly got a text message, and it read, "Hey, I got this number from A-Rod. I just wanted to come check you out and see how you stretch." And Ichiro reads this message out loud, and he's like, "Who is this? Do you guys know who this is?" And they're like, "Oh, who sent it to you?" And he scrolls down, and he says, "Tom Brady sent it." Who the fuck is Tom Brady? So there you go.
Yeah, you got to put some respect on his name, all right? Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. is back. And he's going to win a championship. Another ring. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
All right.
I'm not doubting that.
Okay, let's... I mean, I don't watch football, so I have nothing else to say to that. He's the best.
He can win or not. It doesn't matter to me. But yeah, it's just cool to get people angry about, you know, being a Tom Brady fan when I don't even follow football. It's great. But I guess that brings us right into our topic for today.
Yeah.
Some guys don't know when to quit.
Mm-hmm. Because you know they're getting up there in age.
Father time is undefeated.
Yes, sir.
But some people just keep on going.
All right. So what's the topic?
I'm trying to build it up. Damn, Edwin.
Yeah, dude, that's like, young man. That's a young man.
I felt like Franek was building his momentum.
That's a young man's game.
I felt it coming.
We old
shitting on him.
We olds don't have
that amount of time.
I was almost finished. I can't believe it.
We olds have. Man. We don't have that much time. Come on, man.
Anyways, okay, fine. The topic today is gonna be us talking about how it feels to get older. You happy?
Yeah. There you go.
You like that?
Yeah, that's better. Take a nap. Yeah. For sure. Getting older.
Jeff is turning 30 this year.
Hey, your birthday's only like a week after mine.
Jeff is old.
We're all a week apart.
Yeah.
All Jeff our birthdays is turning are 30 like this weeks. Year. Jeff, tell us, how does it feel to be old?
Oh my God. I hate you guys. Being old kind of sucks, dude.
Oh, you know,
I can't eat the same things I used to. It's fucking dumb.
The heartburn. Like what? Elaborate.
Like, I don't know. Like some random foods would just give me heartburn. Like, it wasn't that long ago in the middle of the night I woke up because of acid reflux. Oh, that was random. That was the first time that's ever happened. And I was just like, damn, this is what getting old is.
Yeah, that sounds like you need to eat better.
I learned that I can't eat pizza anymore without getting heartburn.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
I get heartburn and I'm lactose intolerant, so it's a double whammy there, bud.
Damn. I don't know. Maybe I'm just built different, but I can still eat pizza. I can eat whatever I want when I want. And I'm still chilling.
I'm not saying
I stopped eating these foods.
Yeah, I still eat them, but maybe you ignore the symptoms. Maybe you're just like,
I'm in a constant state of diarrhea, and I just find that normal now.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Maybe you're in a constant state of cleanse.
This is my life. And you know what? It's fine, because I will not stop eating pizza.
You know what's a significant thing that I've noticed? When you drink a juice or something sweet, like, that shit fucks me up now. Like, drinking Gatorade is just way too sweet. I can't, like, the taste buds are more refined now, I guess.
I think that's more of, like, tailoring your own taste buds. Like, if you stop eating candy for, like, months and you go back, it's not going to taste the same.
I don't think so, because I'm a huge sweet tooth. Like, I love candy. I love sweet things, but specifically drinking juice or drinking like Gatorade or any of that, like that really does, like, I feel disgusting. Like I could taste the granules of sugar.
Yeah, I whenever I drink something like that now, like all the artificial sweetener kind of stuff, I definitely do think about how can I have possibly drank this when I was younger and thought that my thirst was quenched.
Yeah, let's talk about no a very a young man drink, Hawaiian Punch. I would never go and drink a Hawaiian Punch nowadays.
I never drank that beforehand.
But that shit was lit when you were a child.
Damn, why didn't you drink Hawaiian Punch, Jeff?
I don't know.
What did you drink?
Coca-Cola, homie.
Oh, okay.
Coca. I'm still drinking Coca-Cola.
Hawaiian Punch and just Kool-Aid. I always used to have a Kool-Aid jar in my fridge every single day in high school.
I mean, I used to do like Tampico. That's just straight up sugar.
That's just nasty.
You can't
now.
Have that now, can you?
Ah, nah.
I have to water it down if I want to have some Tampico.
But I just stick to water now.
Water's good.
Yeah, I've just been sticking to
can
water.
Can we just give a moment to give a shout out to water? It's yeah, just dude, so it's good.
The goat of all drinks.
See, it's all you ever need, really.
Yeah.
If we're going to be honest, if we're going to be factual.
These youngins listening to this right now, they still don't understand because they're not there yet. You know, they're not there being able to process and understand that water was the true savior the whole time.
It's literally the best thing ever, dude. Do you have a headache? Drink more water. Do you have, like, skin irritation? Hey, drink more water.
Do you have acne? Drink more water.
Yes, drink more water.
Do you, like, I don't know. Like, you're out. And about, I mean, not probably not Jeff, but you're outside, you know, doing things. And you come back and you get an ice cold glass of water.
That's yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
If you're at the club and you've had one too many drinks and your friends are kind of starting to get a little embarrassed and like, man, why did we invite this guy? And you're there like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. And then your friends will be like, dude, you should drink more water.
There's even the one-in-one. Like, when you're out there drinking, that one-in-one tech, you take a shot of alcohol or something, but you also follow that up with water. It's the one-in-one rule, and you always end up better for it.
That's a recipe for going to the restroom every other minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough for me, dog, actually. I love water, but I can't. That's too much. Too much beverage. You know, I went to Lazy Dog this weekend, and I joined their beer club. I've never been so excited in my life.
So what does that entail?
That I'm getting old.
What does the subscription entail? What's going on?
So for $35 a quarter, now this isn't a monthly subscription. It's a quarterly one, which I thought was kind of interesting, but also added to the cool factor. So being part of the Lazy Dog beer club, this is totally not sponsored, by the way. $35. If you order right now, you get $35 in restaurant credit. It pays itself, folks. It's so easy. All you have to do is go to...
Wait, hold on. This really isn't sponsored. So basically,
you pay the $35 a quarter. The first quarter you sign up, you get like the discount. So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll get the $35 off now. I walked out of the restaurant with 8 tall cans of beer. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is amazing. Every month, you're able to go to the restaurant and pick up another 8-pack. And I'm like, dude, this is kind of cool. But one of the best perks on there, and I think this is kind of dirty that they would do this. If the wait is really long, like let's say you go and it's like an hour long, you just tell them, hey, I'm a beer club member. And they'll be like, oh, ooh, well, sir, here's a table just for you. They'll bump you up. They actually told me this. They'll bump you up in the wait if you're a club member. So
there I don't really think that's dirty. That's more of like a deposit, like on a fast pass.
Our fast passes ethical.
Yeah.
Let's get into the nit and gritty here.
Those people paid for the extra.
Is a fast pass pay to win?
Yes.
Because everybody paid admission. But if you pay just a little more, you get that
downloadable content.
You get extra rides. You get to go in. Yeah. Like, what the hell is that? Anyways, I'm a beer club member. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm built different. Yeah.
Old man stuff. When are we gonna hit the green, guys? When are we gonna pick up golfing?
I've never golfed in my life.
Dude.
Neither have I.
So golfing, like, that's one of my coworkers asked me, "Hey, you never golfed and you consider yourself an outdoorsy person?"
Yeah, you should go out more, Edwin.
The fucking affluence in that statement. But anyways, it was one of those things that I was just like, what the fuck, dude? I'll probably, like, when you get older, you either pick up golf or tennis. And I'll probably go to tennis for sure.
So here's what I've learned about golf from watching King of the Hill. It's a very credible source. It's just an excuse to go out and drink with your friends. Hey, outside.
You know what? I don't need an excuse for that, brother.
I mean, but you're doing it outside, so it's like a free pass, you know? Like, I'm going to go golfing with the boys, but you're actually just hitting a ball and drinking a beer.
There's people that hike and have celebration beers at the top. That's kind of wild.
That's how I like to stay hydrated on a hike.
I feel like it'd puke. But, yeah, I don't know. Golfing, I'm not there. I'm not there at that stage of oldness, you know? I still don't have my AARP.
Well, you gotta be 50s, 60s? You could be a golfer?
Probably like 45. You know, you can still kind of move, but, you know, you're not running around and shit.
Well, you were never running around. You're in a cart. You drive to your ball.
I know, but, like, you can't play basketball at 45. You can't do other sports.
Hey, whoa, tell that to Tom Brady.
Yeah. Come on,
tell that to Tom Brady.
This dude is protected by, like, 400-pound men.
Hey, and a wise man once told me that goalkeepers peak at 40, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen. But anyways, yeah.
If we're going to talk about getting old, I think we should also talk about how getting old isn't really a problem anymore because of modern medicine.
I mean, I keep reading these Reddit taglines that are like, oh, the aging process is solved, and like, is it really? Y'all keep saying it is.
I don't know, man. You know what kind of keeps me up at night sometimes? The fact that I never really, like, I don't have a skincare routine. And
neither do I.
And right now, I'm kind of like, you know, who really gives a shit? Like, I look good. My skin is phenomenal. And all I do is use water. And my girlfriend's always telling me, hey, you know that if you don't do anything, when you turn old, you're going to look like shit. And I'm like, what, you're telling me I'm gonna look old when I'm old?
That's like, okay.
Come on. What's wrong with looking old? But yeah, I actually do kind of fear, like, when I do get old and then all of my decisions now as a young person do actually manifest themselves, you know, what are you gonna do?
It's one of those things where you have to pick up good eating habits, good sleeping habits, good, you know, skincare routines.
Oh, I don't have any of that. I'm fucked.
Or, you know, just go the way of Madonna and just, you know,
surgery?
heavy plastic surgery, and then you look like you're 16 even though you're 60.
Are you guys get old, are you guys going to dye your hair? Be honest.
No.
I like white hair, but if I start, like, you know that look where you're, like, peppered? I guess that's what it's called. The peppered look.
The Clooney look.
Yeah, that's a cool look. If I could do that, that's pretty cool. And then there's some people that have a patch. You know, a patch of white hair.
But that's like a genetic thing.
Yeah, it's hereditary. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe I go bald. I'm down for the baldness, you know?
I've considered like the possibility of, because I have, I could kind of see where I might go bald already because my hairline's already kind of receding backwards. And I think to myself, what would I look like if I was bald? And should I shave my mustache or should I just be bald with the mustache? Is that weird?
No, I think it's cool. It's a cool look.
I think you can pull off the gangster look.
A gangster
shaved look? Head, mustache.
Or maybe have all the hair on your beard, you know? The God of War look.
That is a good look. That is a good look.
I definitely don't want to be a person who holds on a little too long to their hair. Because that looks sad. I had a professor
I'm good with my hair. Yeah. My grandpa had a full head of hair his whole life, so I'm fine. Oh, I'm chilling.
Okay.
I had a professor who made a strand of hair work so hard. Like, he only had a strand of hair, and that dude combed it over. Like, it was pretty nasty looking.
I could just imagine. That's too funny.
Yeah, so, like, I definitely don't want to be that guy that, you know, holds on to that a little too long. Just shave it off, you know?
Rogaine, my guy. We have the technology.
Does Rogaine actually work?
I don't know.
Because I really like beards, and I've considered, like, what if I Rogaine my face? Would I end up looking like fucking Chewbacca?
I think someone told me about that, doing that, and I don't think it actually did anything.
Yeah, well. I wonder if it's a scam, like Proactiv. I remember when I was young, and I put some Proactiv on my face, and then when I missed a day, I broke out like a motherfucker, and I'm like, dude, is there something in this that's making me worse?
Maybe to get you dependent on it, or maybe it just affected the bacteria in your face.
Yeah, maybe I just needed to go through it. Because once I turned 18, my acne basically just disappeared.
I burned my face. Like my face is chemically burned through like benzoyl peroxide that I used to use. I used peroxide, and I used Proactiv. I mean, so now my face is like chemically burned. So, yeah, maybe I should have just slept better and had some water. I think that
should have drank some water.
That works for me now. That definitely works for me now. If I start breaking out, just go to sleep and drink some water.
Just go to sleep and forget about it.
You know, I still break out. Like I could feel a breakout coming the next day after a hangover.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I'm hungover, I could feel like my skin just like it's like the fucking alcohol sweat, you know, just makes me break out. It's kind of gross.
That is interesting. I've never heard that before. Huh. Breaking out because of beer sweat. Or alcohol sweat.
I mean, yeah. Sweat does make you break out. Huh. But, I don't know. Like, there's another thing that you guys work with younger people, right?
Actually, on my team, I'm the second youngest.
Oh, okay. As a person who works with younger people, I kind of see the hubris in it all. Like, the young swagger that comes with working with younger people that really isn't there anymore for me. Where I'm just like, yeah, you're young. You're just doing this because you're young. I mean, it's really weird. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed that at all.
No clue what you just said.
Well, Edwin, I mean, back then when you were younger, I was there. You had a spring to your step. You were fresh, man. You were
doing all the things. I used to be a lot more cocky. And unfortunately, like, you kind of grow out of that and you just learn that there's things that, I don't know, like that whole aspect of you really don't know what you don't know yet. And that's wild.
I think the biggest thing about getting older is, I mean, you've heard it all the time, that old people just don't give a shit. The things that preoccupied your mind when you were younger, like being popular, being liked by your peers or by that girl or that boy, whatever floats your boat. But when you're older, it's just like you kind of realize that at the end of the day, the people around you don't really, like, everyone's going through their own problems and they don't give a shit.
So no one's more aware of your problems than yourself.
Exactly. So that's like one of the biggest things about, well, at least for me, about getting older. I'm about to go to my first rave, and I'm like almost going to turn 30, and it's kind of weird. I hope I'm not the oldest person there. Probably won't be.
No, you won't.
But now that you mentioned the whole hubris of being young, I remember when I was a very young concert goer that was just, you know, wild and, you know, trying to like fuck shit up. I really do wonder how my experience is going to be as a mature raver.
It's funny because if anyone that's slightly older than us or even older than us, they're just going to listen to this and be like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, even so. Yeah, exactly. So we're about to be 30. There's going to be 40-year-olds that are going to be like, yeah, you guys still don't know the half of it. So
these fucking millennials. Speaking of
being old. If they're 40, they're millennials too. Let's get that straight.
Oh, hey, yeah. 40s are millennials?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
Okay, here we go. Another Google question. Here we go.
Just a quick one. I'm pretty sure millennials start at like early 80s.
I thought they were like 35. Maybe
late 70s.
Early 80s, late 70s. That's a little too long.
It says right here, millennials are from 1981 to 1996.
And Jeff is right again. Thank you.
Oh, right on, Jeff.
Hold your applause.
Boom. That's 2, Jeff, 0, Edwin.
Wait, what? I ain't even counting, dude.
The folks at home are.
Well, it says here that the millennials are between ages 26 to 41 right now. So, around there.
Hey, all right. Speaking of millennials, I watched the Pixar movie Turning Red. Pretty cool movie if you're 13 years old right now and a girl. Definitely not for older.
What is Turning Red? Please explain.
It's a new Pixar movie. Yeah.
So it's animated.
A girl turns into a panda.
A girl turns into a red panda. Yeah.
Wait, red? Like, wait, a red panda?
Yeah.
Aren't those, like, really rare and adorable?
Yeah.
They almost look like little dogs, if I remember correctly.
They're, like, little tiny raccoon-looking things, yeah. But they're red.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's interesting. Why did you watch that movie?
Because it's a Pixar film. Make room for those movies, you know?
Damn.
They're it's happening already. Good. What?
You're getting old and you're trying to recapture your youth. Yeah, you're clinging on, dude. It's kind of sad.
Oh, no.
It's borderline.
I'm trying to play Elden Ring with all these young folk and my reflections aren't there yet anymore. Damn.
Yeah.
You guys caught me.
Yeah. But yeah. It's one of those things, man. One of those things. I sometimes, because my girlfriend's like 5-6 years younger than I am. So sometimes I like to pretend like I'm much older than what I am. So I'll start using like old time expressions. And she's just like, oh, brother, like give me a break, you know?
Oh, brother.
Well, that's what I imagine she's saying in her head. But in her head, she's probably saying something like
you know, a Peanuts comic real quick.
Yeah. Like she's in her head, she's probably saying something more of like what a Gen Zer would say. But
I mean, I say neat now. I used it ironically, and now it's part of my fucking vocabulary. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat. That's neat stuff.
Oh, well, that's neat.
Yeah, I use neat.
Oh, man. I mean, some of these I feel like aren't even like out of place. Like if someone says I'm head over heels for you, like that's an example of a old time expression that's still being used today.
That's still relevant.
Yeah, it's still relevant. But then when you say something like don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and people are going to be like, well, what does that mean? Do you guys know what that means?
Nah.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Is that like a real old time expression?
Yeah, that's an actual expression, yes.
I mean, but that's like real old or is it like 90s old?
I don't know, man. Maybe a Gen X would know. But basically it means like if somebody gives you a gift, like, don't judge it. Like, even if you don't like it, like, don't make a face. Just accept it. Be grateful. That's basically all it is. Because, I mean, if you need an explanation, a horse, you can tell, like, it's, you can tell a lot about its health and its age by looking at its mouth and its teeth. And so that's where the expression came from.
Fuck, dude, that's some rancher shit, man. That's not my life. I can't identify with that lifestyle. That's like something that, I don't know, that seems like it's a demographic also dependent phrase.
Have you? Yeah, maybe. I'm pretty sure I've heard that.
I don't hang out with horses.
You don't spend time around Narco, California.
I don't. Bakersfield. I don't play country on God's my pickup
country,
truck.
Country, brother. What about we'll cross that bridge when we get there?
I mean, I don't feel like those are still used now.
I replaced that with "That's future me's problem."
That's future. Is that the new wave expression?
That's for future me. That's just how I put it.
Yeah, that's for future me.
Like, there was a thread just recently about like phrases that were popular in the 90s, like "oh doy," like "doy," like doy. When something was like super obvious. Duh, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like duh. Yeah,
talk to the hand.
Oh, people still use that today, right?
No, I don't think they do. Why would they talk to the hand?
I'm a fan of cut it out, and you do the little hand gestures.
Oh, mm-hmm, the Z. Mm-hmm. You do a little Z.
Cut it out.
No. Use your index and your middle finger to signal like a cutting motion, like a scissors. Mm-hmm. You cut and then you point to it and then out, like with your thumb over your shoulder.
There you go.
Oh, what?
There I didn't it know is. That one. There is a tutorial for all you.
All you Zoomers who may be listening, that's how you cut it out.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Cut it out.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
I wonder when our age will truly start showing.
I don't know. I feel like people start, I don't know, with the internet, it's pretty easy to kind of stay in touch, you know?
I mean, if you talk to someone half your age, so let's say a 15-year-old, you definitely can feel the age difference, right?
Well, definitely, especially when it comes to YouTube.
My cousin's 22 and I feel the age difference. What do you mean?
Already? At 22?
Yes. Yes, their vernacular is completely different from ours.
Sheesh.
I saw a video.
Oh God!
Of,
oh God!
No yeah, cap.
Or like bestie. That shit is a thing, apparently.
A bestie.
Yeah.
Doesn't that always been a phrase?
I feel like that's been a thing.
I feel like that was in Mean Girls, maybe.
But no, like call everybody your bestie.
Yeah. Probably.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. People who consider everyone their best friend or like everyone their friend, it's kind of weird to me.
Maybe it's just their use of bro, you know? To us, everyone's a bro or a future bro.
Bro.
And to them, it's bestie.
But then there's another one that people are saying that it's like, fuck. I'll think about it. Sorry about that.
Is it like a boy to a girl to girl, boy to boy?
No,
gender neutral to gender neutral.
I think it's like chuggy.
Oh, what? No.
That does not sound.
Oh, no.
What is chuggy?
No. You said it again.
He's unknowing.
I don't think you can say that.
You can't say that, Edwin. That's so chuggy of you.
There you go. God. He's saying
what is that?
It's appropriate to say chuggy. What is chuggy?
Dude. This is so funny because Leslie was explaining this to me.
Explain.
Basically, when something's chuggy, it's like something that millennials think is cool, but it's not cool anymore.
Oh, shit. So it's pertaining. It's pertaining to us.
Exactly. So
from Gen Zers.
So, for example, let's say
this
somebody
whole fucking podcast
has like
been chuggy.
Let's say somebody has like spinner rims on their car. and they think it's cool, that'd be considered that'd be considered chuggy. Or
damn, also 22s,
pimp my ride,
some
TVs,
or like I'm trying to think of examples. Fish tank
in the back.
Because like to me, it's like all normal stuff. But let me think.
So are Tamagotchis chuggy, or are they coming back? Because I've seen Tamagotchis come back.
I think
back.
There's a difference between something being cool and retro versus something that millennials like because it reminds them of their youth, but it's actually whack, and so they say it's chuggy.
Damn.
Yeah, so there's chuggy. There's, I think she said that they're using crunchy now.
What the fuck does crunchy mean?
I can't remember exactly, but crunchy basically is something along the lines of, like, I guess maybe something cringe or something not cool. Like, crust. It's kind of like when people used to say crusty.
I was a crusty ass motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, like, that dude's crusty. Well, I guess now you can also say he's crunchy. I don't know.
Dang, so chuggy, huh?
So if you're doing anything that only millennials think is cool, then it's chuggy. Yeah, that's the most basic definition.
My whole life is chuggy, dude. Damn. Yeah,
you're chuggy. You're chugging it up. You're a real chugster.
I mean, I like baseball. That's some boomer shit, so.
Yeah, you're on some boomer. That's not chuggy. That's the boomer.
What about referring to everything as like main character energy? What's up with that?
What?
Have you guys seen that?
Some of us are just built different. We're the protagonists.
That just sounds, yeah, that just sounds like some self-entitlement.
Some of us are protagonists. What can I say?
I've seen that shit. Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's such main character energy. I'm just like.
Yeah, the conversation, at least like the way that younger generations talk now, I noticed that it's a lot about energy and vibes.
Yeah, pass the vibe check and
like,
stuff.
Like, what's the vibes? Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, is cool. Like, I don't mind people trying to check the vibes, you know?
But vibes used to be spiritual. Is this a spirit? Are they investing in being spiritual themselves? Or is this just...
That's the problem, Edwin. You're analyzing vibes it. You're analyzing it as a millennial.
Yeah, I mean...
Were vibes even ever spiritual?
I think they were. Way too deep.
Yeah, that's some Gen Z shit right there, dude. Or Gen X shit, my bad.
I'm just trying to understand these youngins, you know?
You don't need to understand. You just have to say the words that they say and hope that they think you're cool, too.
Stutter through it to make sure you're ultra not cool. Like, I think that was kind of chuggy. Chuggy.
No, no, I don't know.
That's interesting, man.
That's where I draw the line right there.
You know, the whole bet thing?
Bet.
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 I like that one. That one was cool. I can appreciate that one.
Bet. Facts.
I bet.
Facts.
Facts. Yeah, the facts. I mean, I still like pushing pee, only because it reminds me of when you're taking a piss and you flex a little so you could just get over the piss bit faster.
Okay.
That's what I think.
What is going on?
Is, you know, you kind of want to get over the pee.
That is not pushing pee.
I know, but that's what I think.
It's very chewy of you, dude.
I like thinking about it that way. Everybody's pushing pee is because they're trying to get over the piss a little too fast. Enjoy the moment, Gen Zers.
Wow. Wow. Should we end the episode there, Jeff?
Yeah, I think we should.
That was wow.
That was a based moment, dude.
Okay, that's gonna bring us to the end of the episode. Any final thoughts before we close this out, boys?
Drink water, go baseball.
Go to sleep. All right. You can reach us at our website, TiltedNotStirred.com, or at our Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube.
Remember to join us to share questions and voice your thoughts on what has you tilted, not stirred.
Bye.